Hello and welcome. Today for a timestamp is March 15th, 2026. And this is the recording I should have made last week. However, once again, on the very significant shifts we are having, I went through a massive upgrade yet again with the release of timelines, which was happening through my solar plexus, which was extremely uncomfortable. And again, I had those very intensive stomach pain, extremely painful, transiting my stomach, my solar plexus area, to the point where I woke up. I think it was probably Tuesday, and I was feeling great in the morning, getting ready, set up something to paint because, Tuesdays normally I have the day off. So I was getting ready to paint something. The rest of my week was pretty busy. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I wasn't feeling good. I felt a little bit nauseous, which I never get nauseous. And from that moment where I felt the slight bit of nausea, then I felt like, oh my God, I better get to the bathroom because I think I'm going to have diarrhea. Not to be graphic, but this is all happening at one time. And so I ran to the bathroom, and in the next moment, I felt like my body was on fire. I was 500 degrees and I wanted to start ripping my clothes off. So I went into my room. I literally took all my clothes off and just laid on the bed, put the fan on me, and just laid there, stretched my body out, and started breathing. It was so painful. My solar plexus area, I should say, was so painful. And the message was timeline alignment or timeline adjustment. And it lasted maybe 3 or 4 minutes. But then the rest of the day, I was not good for anything. I was glad I was off because I could barely function. And it was a very interesting experience because from the last upgrade that also made the last one of the last recordings late for me, for you guys, I had that other timeline experience where, like viscerally, I felt the pop of the timeline in my solar plexus. This was something very unique and different. It was like a purging of sorts. I can't explain it really. It was like this whoosh of energy that went through me. But from that prior timeline, experience that I had, what I can tell you is that I have been seeing through my third eye with my eyes closed at night when it's really quiet. I could see faces so clearly I could paint them. And it's that clear to me. And I have seen orbs like literally float through the room and out the window. I've never experienced that kind of clarity before, but I am now experiencing it on occasion. It's not daily yet, but it is that experience on occasion. And it's been very interesting how things have suddenly changed and realigned. And that's what we're going to be talking about today because I am in the midst of the shift that is occurring, and it's shifting through my body and it's occurring through my body. And that's why I wanted to bring this through to you because it's becoming very critical for us to pay attention to what is taking place, pull away from social media as much as we can, and allow ourselves to be present in a way that we have not allowed ourselves to be present before. That's what's very, very important right now. So it requires this level of tuning in for a lack of a better way to say it, that we have to really be in connection and communication with our body in order to be able to receive. Okay. So let's talk about what's happening with the energies that are going through these shifts now that we're having. Because these shifts are extremely strong. And one of the most important things we can do is to become aware of what we're thinking, of the actions that we're taking, and all of that sort of stuff. And to remind ourselves on a daily basis that everything outside of us is a complete distraction. And when we start to get close to hitting our mark, in other words, when we get close to ascending a next level, somebody or something is going to come into our field to try and shake us up. In that moment, we can't let it. We have to look at it and say, okay, this is a reality check for me. Where am I aligning myself? Where am I allowing myself to be pulled to? Okay. And so that's something that's very, very important. And we have to keep that in mind as we're moving forward, because this next phase of the journey is going to ask us to be extraordinarily present, because it's how the true 5D earth gets anchored in. Okay. It's the real true sense of what it is that we're here to do and why we've connected for so long, why we've been in each other's company for so long. Because it's not just about knowing what is, it's about doing the work. It's about being present enough to be the work. And that's the most important part here. So we have to remember that, because we can know it, we could think it, we could see it, but if we're not being it and participating as the work, nothing else is going to make sense. Nothing else is going to matter. Okay. So I have literally felt all over the place and no place at the same time. And it feels very uncomfortable, because it feels like ADHD is setting in, like a thousand things that you want to do all at one time, and then yet you want to do nothing. And that is a thing because of the energies, because we have some energies like the planet Mars that are very feisty, that are very forward moving. Now it's ready to do its thing because Saturn and Neptune have anchored into it, and it's ready to go, wants to go, wants to go, wants to go, wants to go. But then there's other energies that are at play, especially we are in a retrograde right now with Mercury, and Mercury is like, oh, let's wait. Let's just hang a little more. Let's like, maybe let's have a cup of coffee and a donut or something, just chill a little, right? So that's the nature of the energy. So it's like this, this timeline of super shifting that's taking place, that push-pull feeling. And as these timelines are shifting, it's happening very fast, super fast. Although we're not aware of it consciously, because there's too many distractions out on in the field, like the war and all of that sort of stuff, right? And if we're not paying attention to what's taking place for us, we're not going to be aware that these timelines are shifting and creating change for us, and then creating change in our body, creating change in the field around us. And if we're not paying attention to that, we're not going to notice it. If we're not noticing it, we're not calling it in more, because we're not paying attention to it. We're not asking for more of that change. We're just willy-nilly leaving, caution to the wind, which we don't want to do right now. And because of the way that these timelines are shifting, it's going to feel very strong and palpable. Now, if you've been on the wrong timeline, you're going to have an event in your life that's going to stop you could be an illness that puts you in bed for a little while, could be a car accident that stops you and puts you in a quiet zone, right? Maybe you have been, maybe you've been working, 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 and then all of a sudden the universe pulls the rug out and then there's no work and you have to sit and be still and be quiet. Could be a lot of different things that are taking place, but you're not going to know if you're not going to be paying attention, right? I've had three significant things show up for me. I mean, I've had a bazillion of them. I can't even go through all of them, but I've had three significant ones that you would relate to, timeline shifts that I'm seeing. Either someone being a new version of themselves, right, showing up differently for me. And so the first one was somebody actually stepping up to do something that I normally do all the time, and I do it for both them and me. And I never ask any questions. I'm always willing to go to the highest extreme. And when I do this thing, I invest my money and do the best job or get the best or whatever. And suddenly, because I was incapacitated by this upgrade, I was like, I can't do it right now, but I could do it probably tomorrow or the next day. And this person turned around and said to me, "Hey, it's not a problem. You're always holding this down, so I'm going to do it. I'll step up and do it." And they did. Now, did they do it to the extreme that I do it? No. Did they do it to the level that I take it because I care very deeply for myself and also for them? No, it was what was needed. It was what was able to get by in the pinch, which was fine with me. But it did show me something about myself. It showed me about my level of engagement to which I'm willing to support myself or and another, right? So that was number one. And it was very liberating for me and very nurturing for me to have somebody say, "It's okay, you can have that moment of stillness, and I'm going to step up to the plate for you." So, however that transpired, it didn't have to be in my perfection of what I would normally do, but it was just the point that it was done for me, and I was able to step back and heal myself and work through that. So, that was number one. And then number two came right after that because the last time I had my nails done was 3 weeks ago. My nail girl was like, "You don't have to come in for another 3 weeks." And I was like, "Okay, if you say so." And she was like, "Yeah, don't worry. You're fine. Come in 3 weeks from now and your nails should be fine," whatever, which I like to go every 2 weeks. So it was a stretch for me, but I was like, "Okay, whatever." And the longer I went without going in, so in the third week, I started thinking to myself that I really haven't been happy with her, haven't been happy with her services. And what happened initially when I first started going to the salon is I was scheduled to be with somebody else. And when I got to the salon and I said, "I'm Maria, I'm an 11 o'clock appointment for mani-pedi, and I'm with Miss Zaki," that's the person's name. This other girl jumped up from her seat and she said, "I could take her." And Miss Zaki was like, "Okay." And so she started doing my nails, this other girl. And I just never really cared for how she did them. I always felt she was a little chaotic. She wasn't paying attention and everything. And so this past week, where I had this long span between seeing her, I had thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to ask the salon if I can try Miss Zaki because I was supposed to be with her initially and I don't really care for this other girl. So I've been with this girl for a couple months now and I really don't care for her. I think I want to try somebody else. Otherwise, I'm going to leave the salon. So I had the thought and a day later, the next day, I get a text message from the nail salon, And the nail salon says, we're confirming your appointment for Wednesday at 11. So I confirmed the appointment, didn't think anything of it. The next day, which was the day before my appointment, the very next day, I get another text from the salon that says, hi, we're confirming your appointment, and we just wanted to let you know that you will have a new service provider for your nail appointment. And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. Does that mean that they fired her, or did she leave, or whatever? So I get that message. And then an hour later, I get a message from the nail girl that does my nails normally. And she said, I'm no longer at the salon. I'll let you know when I find a new place. And I said, okay. I didn't think anything of it, but I was like, this is interesting because I wasn't happy with her, and the universe is taking her out of my way. And so let's see how this plays out. So the next morning, an hour before my nail appointment, I get another text message from the nail salon. And that text message says, we just wanted to confirm your appointment this morning at 11 a.m. with Miss Zaki. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I was like, I went right back full circle to where I was supposed to be. I was supposed to be originally, initially, was supposed to be with Miss Zaki, but this girl kind of shanghaied the timeline by intervening and stepping in, and I ended up with her. So I thought that that was very interesting, put me back, and Miss Zaki did my nails, and I absolutely loved her. So I have another appointment with her in 2 weeks. And I really saw the adjustment of the timeline and how everything is being realigned, right? Realigned. That's what happens during an eclipse and during a retrograde, and we are coming into the equinox. And now we have a new moon that is bringing new beginning energy. So, this is new beginnings, right? And realignment and recalibration, everything re, because we're going back to go forward. So, we have to step back to go forward. And so everything is being shifted back to where it should be. But I could screw that up by getting in the mix of it and getting my head all twisted in another direction and not allowing for what needs to be. And the problem with that would be that my human does not know what is needed by my soul, and my soul is trying to get what it needs front and center. So it's very important that we be clear and really present so that we could see everything that's playing out. So, what do we need to know moving forward? Well, one of the most important things we need to know is that Jupiter is going direct, or actually, yeah, going direct again on March 10th, right? So it went direct March 10th because we're already at the 15th. And in June on the 29th, it's going to go into Leo. So we still have this time with Jupiter in Cancer. Now, Jupiter does not rule Cancer, but it is a beloved guest of Cancer. It likes being in Cancer, and Cancer opens its heart and loves having Jupiter come in. So they, for the most part, work very well together for all of us, for the benefit of all of us. And so it's a very good time, can bring a lot of blessings. But a lot of astrologers I notice like to say that it's all about abundance, or oh my goodness, this is where abundance really lights up, or you're going to feel your blessings coming in. And it doesn't necessarily work like that because all of us in our chart, right, can look at our chart if we know how to do that, if we don't. And see where Cancer is in the chart. Is it above the midpoint line or is it below the midpoint line? If it's above, it's a daytime Cancer. And if it's below, it's a nighttime Cancer. And the energy works different whether it's daytime or nighttime. right? Now, not that that's going to make a huge significant difference, but it will make a difference because if you have cancer in placement that is at nighttime as opposed to daytime, you might have to go through a reorganization of something first or a step back into something first before you move forward into abundance. So, for those of you who have felt a setback and haven't yet felt the abundance or the good fortune from this transit from Jupiter, don't get stressed out and don't get frustrated because it simply means that something has to clear first before we can move forward and we can feel a little bit more comfortable in our place in the world. Okay, so I wanted to get that out of the way because I'm seeing a lot of people reporting, oh my God, this is abundance, this is this. And it just necessarily does not work that way. And a lot of people come to me and they ask me and they get all upset and everything else. Well, I don't see my money getting better. I don't see this. I don't see that. But again, like I'm not an astrologer, but I know enough about astrology to understand that there's more to the component than some people report, which is why I always say, try not to follow the astrology, follow the energy. That's what you want to do. You want to follow the energy, right? Learn the energy, which is why we do that in this community. Now, Jupiter in Cancer is said to be very dreamy and flowy, and like I just said, abundant and flowy and dreamy, but I could tell you it hasn't been all dreamy. And you know what, astrologers that say that and talk about the abundance are not telling the whole story, according to me. Okay. While Cancer loves to have Jupiter in its sign, right? It's like the house and then the costume it wears. There are certain conditions to it that it has to adhere to when being in Cancer, and Cancer has to accommodate Jupiter in a certain way. It happens that way with every single planet, no matter what it is. If it's Mars, if it's you have Mars, if you have Neptune and Saturn, let's say in Aries, right? Mars is the ruler of Aries. Saturn and Neptune are just simply taking up residence for the next how many, 14, 20, 180 years, right? So it's not that they belong in that sign. It's simply that they are vacationing in that time and having a stay in that time for whatever time that's going to be. And there's going to be certain conditions to that. So we have to remember to really look at the energies. Look at the energies and don't listen to the flowy, glowy stuff. We want to know what is the energy saying? And we're looking at the overall energetic snapshot because. And I'm using the example of Jupiter in Cancer so that you get clear and understand. Jupiter, the planet of Jupiter, is associated with Zeus and Thor. Now, those are pretty tough guys, right? Zeus and Thor, pretty tough. And so that's very, very strong, strong energy in little nurturing Cancer. Cancer is about the home, it's about nurturing, it's about family, it's about love and compassion and emotions. And you got very gentle, soft, emotional Cancer, and you have very heavy, strong energy of Jupiter, like Thor and Zeus. And it could make us feel challenged, not just me, not just anybody with a Cancer placement in their chart, but it makes every single person on the planet feel emotionally chaotic because every single person on the planet has Cancer somewhere in their chart. So this transit that's happening with Jupiter in Cancer is not going to feel all flowy and glowy and beautiful and oh, it's so wonderful. It's not going to feel that way. It's going to feel challenging. I'm a Cancer sun. My son is in Cancer. And I could tell you, this has not been an easy transit. So if you're feeling it and you're uncomfortable, whether you're a Cancer or you're not, You are feeling it because it's been heavy. It's been challenging. It's bringing stuff up so we could look at it because it might be time for change, just like my nail girl needed to go, right? That needed to go. So this transit has said to be abundant and bring blessings, but for some, it will be about a removal or a letting go or an emptying out. Now, how I can tie in and relate to that is that at the beginning of this month, a friend of mine who's an astrologer looked at my chart and she's the one that validated, oh, you have a big move coming and it's going to be very fast. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And she also said to me, it looks like something with your car. And I was like, oh, please don't tell me it's going to be a big expense or something. And she said, no, it looks like you should be getting a new car. The energy shows that there is an opportunity for a new car. Like maybe you trade in your car and you get a new car, or you sell your car and you get a new car. I thought that, well, that's interesting, right? That's interesting. It's in my chart. How is that going to present? How is it going to show up? Well, let me share that with you so that you can see what that is showing up to be. So I looked at it. She gave me the date. She was like, this would be a good time for you to make that transaction. And around those dates that she gave me, I just couldn't do it. It was not possible. And the car dealership is not around the corner for me. It's about 40 minutes from here. So it was a good amount of time away. And I was like, I'm just not going to get to it right now. So I'll just wait. Maybe I'll go back and check maybe Labor Day after everything is said and done. I'll just put that on the side. So I did. So I've been noticing that my key fob is not opening my doors anymore. It's not starting my car anymore because I have the auto start from the key fob. It's not starting the car anymore. And it's not unlocking the doors. I can't unlock the hatchback. I can't do any of that. I have a Jeep. So I need an oil change. And yesterday I called a local tire place and I said, hey, I wanted to bring my car in for an oil change, but I also need the battery in my key fob changed. Can you do that for me? And he said, well, we don't really do that just in case there's too much technical stuff. And, you might want to go to the dealership for that. And I said, okay, thank you very much for your honesty. I appreciate that. So I really didn't want to go to the dealership, but I figured, what the hell? I'll do one more oil change with them, get the battery changed. That should last me another 5 years and I'll be good to go. So I call the dealership, scheduled the oil change, and said, by the way, can you change the battery in the key fob? And they said, oh, absolutely, we do that. We'll do that when we do your oil change. And do you want your tires rotated? I said, I guess if they need to be rotated, I thought I did that just recently when I got a nail in my tire and had it patched, but you can check and see. And they were like, okay, very good. Well, I received like five confirmation notices from them saying, hey, we're so glad you're choosing us to get your oil changed through, just confirming your appointment. See you on Monday at 2:30, right? That was the first appointment they had, which I took and cleared out the rest of my afternoon because I wanted to get that key fob looked at because I don't want to have a problem where I can't get into my car because my car door doesn't open or I can't start my car. So I was like, let me get this done and I'll just get the oil change and get the battery changed and the key fob right away. And I was like, that's it. So I was settled with that. Well, no sooner do I make the appointment on Friday to do this, right? To have the oil change at the dealership and all that sort of stuff. Last night, after all the confirmation text messages and hey, we're happy to have you coming in for your oil change, last night I get another text message. And it says, hello, Maria. We are very interested in buying your vehicle and getting you into a new vehicle with all new bells and whistles. So if you are interested in trading in your car and getting into a new vehicle at the same price point that you're at with the vehicle you're in, please give us a call and we'd like to set up a meeting to meet with you. That's the universe. That's not, I didn't have to do a thing. When it is in alignment for you, and I live in the highest alignment I can possibly live in, I try to be conscious and be, whole in myself every day, all day. When you live in alignment, this is the stuff that happens because it will come back for you. Whether you think you need to do it or not, it comes back, it presents, it shows up. Now the universe is saying to me, hey, you deserve a new car. You deserve a new car. Go down there and see what they are offering you because you deserve a new car. So I'm going to talk to them tomorrow when I go in for the oil change, but this is what I'm talking about with the energy. Which is why we keep having this conversation about not letting ourselves be distracted by the outer reality that is a bad energetic influence on our body. And it's not real. It's the illusion that is out there, that it appears to be real, but it is not real. So it's very important for us to remember this because the energies, the universe is wanting us to have the best experience in our life. But if we're focusing on the negative or focusing on something that's lower level, it's not going to happen. The only way it's going to happen is if we remove ourselves from the equation and we step aside so that the universe can do what it needs to do and support us. New opportunities and consciousness, right? We have new opportunities to consciously create what is needed in our lives. We have to be consciously creating it, though. We can't be unconscious to what is. So the eclipse closes things out. And that's what happened during the eclipse. I closed out Loving Earth Botanicals, closed out the business, filed the final tax return. Closed out the business account, sent Beth her half of the money. I got my half of the money. Now, one thing that occurred is when I told her I was sending her the check, I said, hey, send me your address, be on the lookout because I'm sending you a check for half of the money. She never even said thank you. Hey, thanks for doing that. Hey, thanks for managing this. Hey, thanks. No, nothing. So do you think she's living consciously? No. Right? We need to step up, whether she's angry about the situation or her circumstances or whatever, because I don't know. I haven't talked to her. There still needs to be some compassion. And here I am doing the right thing and doing the right thing and sending her half the money, which technically I could have just kept it, right? And that would have been the end of that, because what you're going to do for the other half of the money? But that's not my nature. My nature is like, hey, you deserve this half. I'm going to send it to you and I'm going to keep my half. But that is not conscious creation. We want to be consciously creating. So even if we're angry about something, we take a stop, step back, take a pause, and say, hey, universe, thank you. Thank you for this awareness. Thank you for offering this to me so that I could choose a different way of engaging with it or a different way of looking at it. Right? Because now the eclipse wants to close things out that are not in alignment with us. It accelerates that process and it accelerates what's meant to come in. This new car obviously is knocking at my door. What's it going to take for me to get into it? I don't know, but I'm will not willing to give them more than $1,000. $1,500 max to get into a new car. And I know these days everybody wants $5,000 down or $7,000 down. Well, hey, guess what? I don't have that to play with. The universe knows this. And if I have a move coming up, it costs me $7,000 to get, no, $6,000 to get down here. I don't know where I'm going. So it's not like I could spend a lot of money because I need to make sure I have money in the bank for whatever move is coming up. But I also know that the universe is going to support all of that. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out so that we can follow along with the bouncing ball and see how the energies work, right? So this new moon in Pisces is here to create these new opportunities to consciously create, let go of what the eclipse has taken out. Accelerate the things that are coming in. This new moon energy is going to work with the old energies in realigning us to what is needed. And the new moon is the first energy event of the new energy for 2026. So we're in creation energy right now, and we are back to creating instead of waiting and watching from the sidelines. And that's very, very important to have an awareness too. We are not sitting back passively waiting through the eclipses anymore. That is over and done. Now we are taking the initiative and we are stepping up. And we are trusting in what we cannot see. That's Pisces energy. Pisces is asking us to trust whatever it is that we're not able to see yet. Take a pause. If there's uncertainty, and be present, show up as present as we can. Check in with no longer what feels right, right? What doesn't feel aligned. I had a moment of this morning. I wanted to do some kind of art, which I am going to do today, but I didn't do it yet this morning. And as I was sitting thinking about what I wanted to do, I was going to do another piece of art from A Year of Magic and Fairy Tales, which is a course I had enrolled in. And then when I was looking through what they've released so far as art I could choose from to do the next, because I did a couple pieces I have not posted yet, but like the Wish Upon Stars from that, the dreams with the mushroom and the castle and the plants and stuff like that. That's from A Year of Magic and Fairy Tales. And I sat there and I thought about it and I was like, oh, I don't want to do somebody else's art today. I want to do my own art today. And I had to really sit with that because for a minute that felt uncomfortable until I let myself feel it and felt like, okay, that's okay. It's okay that it feels a little uncomfortable because I'm going to be stepping into my own unknown territory, and that's okay to feel uncomfortable with that. I don't have to have all the answers, and I don't have to know where I'm going or what I'm doing right away, but I could sit with it and I could just feel into it. So that's what came up for me. So if we don't feel like doing something that we used to feel like doing, that's okay because what's not really aligned is going to feel like it needs to go in some way, shape, or form. Now, that doesn't mean I'm never coming back to doing one of the pieces in A Year of Magic and Fairy Tales, but sometimes when we enroll in a course, it's simply an activation. It doesn't mean that we're meant to be that or stay there for the rest of our lives, right? People get stuck in Reiki, they get stuck in all kinds of modalities, and they get stuck and think that is who they are, that's who they've become, they're going to be that for the rest of their lives. That's not how it works. It's simply an activation. So the more we can be okay with that, like me, not getting mad that I feel this way, the more we're going to move forward faster. And what is meant to align for me is going to align for me, right? I probably need more at this point. I probably need something bigger as a teaching, institute or something like that, right? Like doing this was great because it activated all of that passion, that artistic expression in me. But now that it's been activated, it's like, whoa, I don't want to do everybody else's art. I want to learn how to be creative and expressive in my own art. And that's a whole nother level of engagement. So the universe says, oh, that's wonderful. Maria's activated that level of engagement. Now she's ready for us to bring in the next phase. But do I know where that next phase is coming from? No. My job is to get ready for it. My job is to be open for it. My job is to be excited about it, right? So you have to do the same thing with whatever it is that is presenting for you, because we're all in different places, with different opportunities and different experiences. Okay. So you have to look and see what is being craved right now. What do I crave? What do I need? And for me, it's like, oh my gosh, I want to get back into oil painting, and I want to get back into acrylic painting, and I want to do expressive pieces and just create from this deep place within. But pff, I'm laughing at myself. I'm like, I don't know what that means. That sounded very dramatic and exciting, right? Like when I said, I was like, woo, that sounds dramatic and excited. And then I thought about that for a second and it made me laugh because I'm like, I don't know what that means yet. So, ca how can you relate to that? Can you relate to that? What is it that is being craved by you right now? What is it that you are wanting more of that is needed in order to nurture your soul? That's what we need to bring in or call in. This way, the synchronicities can line up with us, like the car for me. I let it go. I wasn't going to go in search of it. And the universe brought it to me. It's like, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to trade in that car. So let's do this, right? And the universe comes to me because I would let it go. I was like, okay, whatever's meant to be is going to be. Right. So now p new people, new places, new things can open up and come to us, new collaborations, new higher level aligned relationships. And also, there'll be movement, some moves, right? Like I have a move coming. I don't know where, I don't know when, I don't know how, but there's a move coming. There's something that is going to be unfolding and evolving. And my job is to get excited about it, not fear it. But we're still in that push, pull, tug kind of energy. It's starting to stop. We're starting to ease off. But we still need to check in with ourselves and see where we are so that when we feel that nudge or that push or that pull, we don't let go of being a conscious creator. We don't forget ourselves and be like, oh, now I don't have to think about this, or now I can do this, or I could do that instead because I don't have to focus it. No. We have to be conscious of everything. We have to still check in, okay? And we have to ask ourselves, is this still right for us? Do I still feel aligned with this? Can I do that? Can I roll with this tweak that I'm feeling? Maybe I'm feeling a bit of offness today. I'm feeling off in some way. The energy makes me feel off. I got up this morning and I was like, I don't really like the way the energy feels this morning. But then I was like, all right, we'll just sit through it, do something and sit through it and be present and feel it and feel uncomfortable in it. And it shifted, right? It shifted. And the awareness that I really wanted to do my own art and express myself became more clear, but it only became clear because I allowed myself to have that shift. It might feel uncomfortable. We might feel restless. It's important to check in and say, where do I want to be right now? What do I want to be doing? Where do I want to be headed? Where do I want to go? Somebody had sent me something on Instagram that this company is looking for people who want to travel for a living and take pictures of the places that they send you to. I don't know how it works because I didn't look into it. And she said to me, this is really aligned with your chart. It's my astrologer friend. She said, this is really aligned with your chart right now. This type of traveling could be you. And I said to her, I would love to do that if I was younger, but I said, I'm looking at this and I don't know if it's me. It doesn't feel aligned because, to be honest with you, I'm really not one to travel someplace by myself and be in other countries by myself. I'm just not somebody that likes to do that. If I travel, I usually like to have a companion to travel with. So that for me didn't feel aligned. And then the other part of it, which is what I said to her, what do I do with Bella? Because I have a cat and she doesn't like to travel. It's not like I could pack her up and tote her around with me. She's not fond of adventure. So what do I do with this? It doesn't really feel, maybe I'll let it go so somebody else can take that opportunity. And the universe will send me something else that is more aligned once the universe understands that that's a little too free flowing for me, that I don't have that kind of liberation because I do have a little dependent that depends on me for their food and whatever else they need, right? So we have to look at that. So then I say, how do I diffuse the feelings that I have about that? So I sit quiet. I could journal about it. I could take a walk. I could do some breath work. Whatever we feel called to. But knowing that there's a timeout that's needed so we could sit with that is what's really important. Okay? This way we can help our body redirect the energy that we're feeling in a very natural way, and we're not in resistance to it because when we're in resistance, we're going to create something in the body, an illness or something else that we really don't want. This is a rework of our comfort zone versus our courageous movement. This is the old structure coming apart that needs rebuilding, and it's our personal infrastructure. It's going to come apart. And it's going to be rebuilt by us in a different way. And it's going to look different. It's going to feel different, right? And it's going to happen with people, places, and things. And we may lose people from our lives that are no longer aligned with us or where we're headed or the way that we see the world or the way that we make our coffee, right? And we also might leave the places that are just no longer serving our highest good or our best interest, or letting go of the things that are just not helping to evolve us forward. And that's okay. And sometimes we have to be okay with that. So this is about awakening our shared values, right? It's bringing in inner resonance so that we can meet up with those that are also in that same resonance, that are truly soul connections, that are soulful beings, that are divinely inspired. And it brings us deeper into our truth. This time is all about coming into our truth and accessing that part of ourselves. So we have to ask ourselves, what do we desire? Whether it's for the moment or for the long run, as well as what is it that we just don't want any more of? What is it that I just don't want any more of? What is it that I just can't tolerate any longer? Okay. And that's a big one. That's important. I will be honest with you, living in Florida is challenging for me because I cannot open the windows to the house. They're all metal, and because the house was built in, I think it was built in 1982. I'm not really sure, but I think it was 82, not 72. All of the windows, because they're metal, have kind of rusted shut, so they don't open. And Florida, if you know anything about Florida living, you really can't open the windows down here because of the humidity. Because even in the winter time, there's still humidity. So it's not like you can not like being in like New York or somewhere else, right? Like I was used to opening the windows. So that's something that has been very challenging living down here, not being able to get fresh air in the house. And the only air I have is the stagnant, recycled air of the air conditioning system. I don't like it. And I'd like to get rid of that and change that out. So, those are the things that I'm thinking of. So see what it is for you that's just not resonating with you or maybe doesn't satisfy you anymore. And where can you find something else that you can do or bring in that can satisfy you? Okay. That will bring you deeper into your truth. What do you desire? What is it that you've allowed that you don't want to allow anymore? What needs to change? Think freedom and liberation, because freedom and liberation lead to expansion. So this is where you have to ask yourself, can I dream bigger and be allowing for a larger vision or a larger dream? Because most of us don't dream bigger. We don't think we deserve something more. We think this is all we can have because this is how it is when that's not really our truth. And the way to do that, the way to get to that place is to be playful, right? To be playful and not be in resistance and being playful, allowing it all to unfold and stop saying, I can't do this or I can't do that or I don't like that or I don't want that. Because that energy builds faster, stronger, and locks into the body in a way that's very hard to move. So that when we are speaking those words in, the energy of like, the energy of play, the energy of fun is harder to lock in because of the density from those negative words. Right? Negative words, we have to be very, very careful with negative words. We do not want to express through them because it diminishes our light. So be very careful with what you're saying. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Right. And most of all, be unconventional, be different. And that's what I did in that collage with the mushroom and the castle. I took it in my direction. I didn't do it exactly as the teacher did it. And she sent the printouts. I could have printed it out and I could have just done it exactly the way she did it. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do it in my own expression. And that was the first moment the light entered me that ignited this new feeling, this new sense of self coming to my art, where I think to myself now, hey, I want to do my own thing. And then have to stand back and go like, wow, where is that coming from? That's so powerful. Yes, I want to do my own thing. But it took an ignition of something first, right? I had to become unconventional first and do things in the way that I would do them. So that's really very, very important. And it's such a powerful time to anchor this into the field, play time to unfold into our next highest. And being unconventional in the way we express ourselves, because intuition is getting lit up right now. Dreams are becoming more vivid. I am having crazy dreams that are like, oh my goodness, they are so profound. And you are too. But I'm so present, I'm waking up remembering them when I get up in the morning. So you have to be present to really bring them in and anchor in those higher timelines, right? Psychic sensitivity, feeling. I mean, the other day when Joe came in, he was here for, I think, a day and a half, and then he left. I said to him, I'm like, hey, I keep hearing talking at night. Like, I'm laying in bed and I think there's people standing in my living room talking. And he's like, really? You want me to give you a gun? He goes, this way you have it just in case. I'm like, no, I don't think anybody's breaking into the house, but I'm feeling spirits. I said, did an old man live here and die in the house? Like, I'm seeing this old man walking through the house at night in my mind. And I was just about to say, and he smokes cigarettes. And Joe's like, yeah, who's an old man that died here and he smokes cigarettes. And then Joe was like, I think he died in the room that you're in your room. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I think he died in there. But he validated it for me. That was something that just clicked on for me, like so strongly. So strongly, and this sense of knowing and this sense of reading that is now even stronger than it's ever been. Okay, so feeling fluid and in flow is so important instead of stopping it by I can't, or it doesn't work, or I don't like it, or whatever. Okay, we have to remember negative words hurt us, they hurt us, and we have to remember that the current energy is very fiery, right? Current energy is very fiery, lots of air. Now we have a lot more water coming in with the cancer. So it's the emotions will be all over the place. It's very reactive energy. So we have to be careful and remember not to overreact when something happens. We want to sit back and we want to take a moment to just take it in and see what does this mean for me instead of becoming reactive to it. What does this mean for me? Okay. If you see something, this is very, very important. If you see something, do not take it for immediate face value as truth. Nope. When you do that, you're calling something into your field immediately. You get more of that, right? I always look at something and I say, I said that outer reality is very interesting. That's not to say that people will not have those experiences that need to have those experiences because they believe that they do. But we don't have to have them if we're not desiring to have them, unless you have something really strong to gain from it. You have to go back to the old work from 2020 and 2021. Is this real? And is this my truth, right? I'm going to be the observer. Is this my truth? Is this real? It may be that somebody else needs it as their truth, and it may be real for them because they need to experience it on a soul level. Something that every single person needs to be aware of is that we are in very, very, very strong victim energy. Very strong victim energy now. So be very clear with your thoughts and clear with your emotions. And if you feel yourself or hear yourself tying in to victim energy, victim conscious, or feeling sorry for yourself or something that happened, stop. Right? Stop because you are not helping yourself. You are hurting yourself. You're tying to the lower realm, and we don't want to do that. The energy strongly pushes us towards birthing a new light from within, but it can feel like something else if we're not clear. So we have to get really clear because this is a rebirthing process we're going through. And this is due to embodying more light, which swells us up and makes us feel bloated. So we project more light. And how I know this to be true is because I was chatting with a friend of mine. The other day, we were on a call and I was watching her talking. And as she was going into the higher realm, discussing higher, more elevated stuff, her crown area started to become very deeply violet. And I saw it clear as day. And I was like, wow, that's freaking amazing. Now that's starting to happen to me, right? Because I'm very conscious and present. My third eye is igniting. I'm starting to see more and experience more. And it's showing up in everyone where I can see your aura and I could see your truth and I could see your expression of where you are and what is happening in your reality. It's very important for us to be present, so present that we are being a witness to what it is that we are seeing, thinking, saying, and doing so that we're not caught in that lower 3D timeline. The timelines are splitting. We do not want to be in that lower timeline. It is not beneficial to us at all. You do not want to get caught there. Okay. I had this question. Where is New Earth? How come I don't see New Earth out there? And my answer is because you're not looking for it, because you're looking for the results of what is happening or transpiring on the Earth. You're looking for the results of the war. Oh my God, look, there's a war. Is the war going to create a 5D New Earth? No. War, that war will never create a 5D new earth. That war is going to take that 3D timeline and just deconstruct it and keep imploding it upon itself. Your evidence of the 5D timeline was already explained earlier in this call when I said how the universe changed my nail appointment to a new nail tech without me even asking, but yet it was in my field that I really desired a new nail tech, right? The universe is offering me an opportunity to explore trading in my vehicle, even though I didn't think I needed to do that, but it's apparently in my field that it would be nice to do because there are moments I worry. I drive a long distance. I wouldn't want to get stuck where, like something happens to my car and then I have to get towed my, like miles away and I'm an hour away from the house and now I have to get towed an hour to the service center or something like that. So it does occasionally run through my mind, and the universe is conspiring to see if I can get in a new vehicle. That's my 5D timeline. My 5D timeline shows up to support me. I have a thought, and the safety net arrives underneath me. That's the 5D timeline. Is the reality that's immediate around me, is my house going to look the same? Yes. Are the trees outside going to look the same? Yes. Are the neighbors going to look the same? Yes. What is different then? The difference is how I am engaging in the reality and what is reflecting back at me. If I go out there and I think that I can't or I shouldn't or I don't deserve, then that's what's going to be reflective. So the evidence of that 5D timeline, that higher timeline, comes back to us through our interaction with the universe. So when we show up, things show up for us, but we have to show up first. We have to anchor and hold the idea that we are in 5D first. Because if we are not doing that, then the outer reality cannot show up that way because then we're anchoring to the 3D reality and we're going to experience all the sorrow and all the angst and everything else. This is why you don't see me posting a whole lot on social media because social media belongs to that 3D platform. So it's telling me that it's time to do something different. It's time to express through another part of myself in some way. Do I know what that looks like? No, but the more I play and the more I engage myself and the more I'm clear with the desires that I have and the intention that I have, the universe can show up and show me the way and where to point myself and how that would look because I don't really know what that looks like. It's all in the process of being reconstructed. I know there's a lot of people right now, a lot of artists and a lot of everything else that are wanting to move away from social media, from Facebook, from Instagram, from TikTok, because it's already been there. It's been there. It's done. It's done. It's done. And it's not a good place for engaging with people. It's just not. It's a place that's kind of done. So, It's important for us to look at that and say, I'm ready for something new. I'm ready to be ready to do something different. I'm ready to have a new opportunity to engage with people at a different level. What does that look like? I don't know. Well, let me play. In the meantime, let me play, right? That's how we should all be engaging. What does it look like? I don't know. Let me play in the meantime. Okay, here I go, right? And that playing leads to something great. And then that something great leads to something awesome. And then more play leads to something magnificent from the something awesome. And more play can lead to something incredible from the something magnificent. I mean, this is how it works. It's not rocket science, and yet it is. So we're the ones that have to be out there in the forefront that are anchoring the 5D experience that we want, instead of standing in 3D looking around going like, okay, I have to check on the war and see how the war is going, and I have to be a protester, and I have to do all this, and I have to do all of that. That's not our truth. We don't want to engage in what doesn't need our energy. We don't want to engage and fuel the fire of the collapse. We don't want that, because that collapse comes back into our reality. Right? That collapse then comes back and turns back to us and brings back to us all of that energy that's in that collapse. All that energy that's very chaotic, that chaos that's out there, then fills our feed, our field. And even though we may feel really good about going out there and being an advocate and doing a protest and all that sort of stuff, that's the illusion. Because at the end of the day, that brings the chaos. So it's like we have to be smarter than the energy, because the 3D matrix was constructed to fool us so that we would get fooled and continue on with the game, because it's the only way for the 3D timeline to maintain itself, and it has an agenda. So don't get fooled by the agenda. Start looking for evidence of the 5D timeline. You want to do that. Evidence of the 5D timeline coming your way, right? Evidence of that 5D timeline. Whatever that's going to be, whether it's money or it's new people and friends and connection and collaborations and community and support or a new relationship or whatever it's going to be, right? New evidence. Let that new evidence come in and be what is showing you what is possible in that new 5D timeline. Because my next step with this, and it's big for me, is I've only been an artist that has really followed other people's leads as far as art and, taking classes and everything else. I don't know what it is to do my own art and express for myself. I really haven't done that in a studio setting yet with things, something I want to create. And I started a project a couple months back. I think Loretta was here at the time. We started it together. And then I put it to the side when she left, because I felt insecure and uncertain of where to go. And that project is now calling my name. And it's like, hey, come back. You got to finish me. And I'm like, I don't know what this looks like. And the universe keeps saying to me, do you need to know what it's going to look like? How about just playing? Play. If it comes out crappy, then you get the chance to start it all over again. Who cares? Use it as time to play. Wouldn't that be nice? Don't you like that idea? And I'm like, yeah, that feels really aligned, because I don't have to make it for anybody but me, right? When we start to let go of these ideas that we have to conform to this or that or be in a box of this or that, the magic can come in for us. So catch yourself with your thoughts, be a gatekeeper to what you're thinking, to what you're saying, what you're doing, and let go. Let go. Live your best life. This is it, man. This is the time we've been waiting for. But it's not going to come outside of you. You got to be the one to do it. You got to be that person. Okay? So I love you so much. We're going to end it here. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. And if I'm not mistaken, Our next call is going to be this Wednesday coming up. It's going to be the 19th. And we're probably going to talk, since we talked about the new moon in Pisces today, because on the 19th, the new moon will have happened on the day before, on Tuesday. So we'll probably talk about what's going to happen with the solstice energy, because this is going to be a big one, because we have that solstice on the 20th, and then we had the new moon energy kicking off the solstice. So it's like a bomb going off for us, right? Like it's bringing all this new big higher aligned energy. So I will see you guys for that. I love you very, very much. Stay present in whatever you are doing, and I will see you again soon. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.